You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Welcome to Unhappy Hour, the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week. I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. I'm here in the studio recording right across from my co-host and producer, Barry Finkel. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Matt.
Are you ready?
For what?
For Hot Going March Madness 2022.
Woo!
That's right. It's the most wonderful time of the year, the time where we just completely set aside the pretense that this is a podcast about complaining, okay? And then we just objectify a bunch of guys and we crown one of them the hottest of them all. This is our fifth year in a row putting basketball brackets to shame. And we're doing things a little differently this year.
It's true. Instead of just doing it as a deep dive, we're doing it as a whole episode. That's right. No banter, no deep dive, no chasers, just Hawkeyes.
You know what? Every so often, we need a good palate cleanser in the form of a bunch of hunks that we're going to objectify. And this year, we're doing a full 64 hot guy bracket, okay? Because that's technically how actual March Madness works. And this is the first year I realized that. So we put out a shareable, printable bracket for you to play along because this is official, folks. So check out Unhappy Hour on Instagram so you can play along.
Play with your friends, fight with them over who's going to win until you become actual enemies. You know, just like end your friendships over this shit. And also you can use the hashtag HGMM and tag us in your pics of your filled out brackets. This is a community, people.
Let's get into it. Let's do it. Let's start the show. All right, folks and freaks, are you ready to get thirsty? Make sure you got a glass of cold water handy, a personal fan or two, and I would suggest a liquid-safe tarp to sit on because things are about to get hot and heavy, folks. It's the fifth annual Hot Guy March Madness. Okay, we have 64 hunks on deck. They are slicked up. They are oiled. They are ready to be pitted against one another in a six-round battle for the title of hottest man alive, according to two horny people on a podcast. Except, okay, this is not People's Sexiest Man Alive. We take this seriously here.
First of all, we're more accredited.
Absolutely. And also, it's not just some person at People magazine deciding who's hottest. No, this
Or some publicist.
Right.
Who's just like bribing.
Exactly.
That being said, we do accept bribes.
I would love to know what the like survival style game show is happening behind the scenes to get your client on the People's Sexiest Man Alive list. Anyway, so this year we doubled the number of guys from 32 to 64. I've taken into account nominations from our listeners, as well as just kind of general relevance in 2022.
Right.
So apologies to like Brad Pitt. honestly, yeah, he still can put it down, I'm sure. But you know, it's 2022. And of course, I'm using my own discretion as hot guy judge in chief. So every man on this list has passed the test of my own heart at
Beautiful.
The very least. So to all of our hot guy contestants listening, rest assured, no matter who wins, you all give me a boner. And I feel like that's really what's important to remember. It's just an honor to be on this list, frankly. So if you're new here or if you need a refresher, here's how it works. Our list of men has been randomized. The only seeds involved in our March Madness are the seeds that I want all of these men to plant deep inside of me.
Wow. Okay?
That is, I don't know what a first seed or a second seed actually is. So we're doing away with that. It's just every hot guy is weighted equally, and the list was randomized, and they're pitted against one another, so don't be mad at me if two guys that you really like are up against one another in the first round, because, sorry, that's just the power of randomizerlist.org that came up when I Googled randomizing a list. Anyway, so we'll go through each round, we'll fight it out until we have a champion. Are you ready?
Yes, we are!
Round one! Because we're starting with 64 guys, we're going to do a rapid-fire round. Now, every year, we have questions that we help guide us to make our decision. So it's not just an objective, which of these guys is hotter, but it's who is hotter according to these categories. You can use our categories. You can use your own. It's really, you know, thirst is personal. But also, my decision stands. So, rapid fire, our question is, which man would look better riding a horse bareback along a beach? At sunset, I'll throw that in there.
Yeah, of course. Is there any other time to ride a horse bareback on the beach?
This is the classic hot guy qualification.
Yes, this is the romance cover hot guy.
Exactly. Fabio set the standard, and now you gotta keep up. So, all right, let's go through 64 guys. We're gonna have 32 matchups in round one. Okay, first matchup, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II versus Chris Hemsworth. A strong one right
it
out
is,
the gate.
It is.
And honestly, based on our question, I don't know who would look better on a horse.
I think Yahya would.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth, I do think, is so strong. I'm almost afraid of what he would do to the horse.
I agree.
But you know what? No, it's rapid fire. This is gut instinct. Ooh. I'm going to say Yahya. Wow, Chris Hemsworth out on the first round? That's tough. That's tough, folks.
Welcome to Hawkeye March Madness 2022.
Okay, second matchup, Manny Jacinto versus Adam Driver.
Isn't there an Adam Driver, like, cologne ad with him on a horse?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have that in my brain, and it's hard to get it out.
I do think so. I'm gonna, it's hard in this round not to just go with who I think has better thighs, I do think Adam Driver wins this one. Third matchup, Lakeith Stanfield versus Bad Bunny. My instinct is to keep going with the thickest one, which is Bad Bunny.
I know almost nothing about Bad Bunny, so I'm going to trust you on this one.
I do remember last year I kind of was like feeling real hard for Bad Bunny. And guess what? It's lasted all year long. So I'm going to say Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny on a horse.
Next matchup, Jake Gyllenhaal versus Alexander Skarsgård. I would say easiest matchup so far.
Absolutely. Skarsgård all the way.
Skarsgård all the way. Sorry, Jake. You can go find your scarf or whatever that actually means. I'll be honest, don't entirely know what the whole scarf situation is, but I'll tell you what, he won't find it on my beach. Next, Damson Idris versus Dev Patel. Damson Idris, if you don't know, is in Snowfall, the FX series.
Yes.
And Dev Patel was the Green Knight most recently.
So we know he looks good on a horse.
That's true. You have a knight right in your name.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just
go.
Dev Patel. Next matchup, Zac Efron versus Sam Heughan. I know he's Irish, so it's probably pronounced like Huffin.
Yeah. Gotta be honest, I have no idea who this man is.
He's an Outlander.
I'm looking at photos, and I do think he would look better on a horse than Zac Efron.
Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, yeah, Zac Efron, I'm sure, can also really pull off a horse. But
he really
this guy,
could.
I know the Outlander image is really winning out in my brain, but yeah, it's going to be him.
We're getting a fact check, by the way, that Sam is in fact Scottish, not Irish.
Okay, well, same difference. Okay, everyone's going to come for me. Don't blow me up. I'm sorry to the Irish. Okay, next matchup.
It's a tough one.
Timothy Chalamet versus Nick Jonas. This is tough.
I feel like we're on opposite ends of this one.
No.
No?
I'll say, because I know you think I'm going to pick Nick Jonas.
I do think that.
And you obviously are going to pick Timothy Chalamet.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I don't think Timothy Chalamet is capable of riding a horse. I just like picture him in that image of like being Fabio, having that kind of like ruffly pirate shirt that's open down to the navel.
Yeah.
And
I want it.
Of him sort of like spilling off of the horse. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it is hard for me to see Timothy Chalamet without a kind of like pencil mustache. I just instinctively, my brain, if it's not there, it supplies him with a very thin mustache.
Sure. I just feel like I want to be on a horse. I want him on everything and anything.
Okay. I'll grant it to you.
Thank
because
you.
You know why? I think Timothy Chalamet could act well enough to convince me that he belongs on a horse.
Thank you.
Next matchup, Hasan Minhaj versus Reggae Jean Page.
Oh,
I'm going to say Reggae.
Yeah. Hasan has made it pretty far in previous years, but I mean, come on.
I just think...
Reggae on a horse.
Yeah, getting ready for Bridgerton season 2, that man, he knows how to ride a horse.
That being said, he's not in Bridgerton season 2.
Oh, that's right. Famously, he's not.
More reason to
well,
imagine
still,
him on
still, it's in my brain. Next, Eric Dane versus Jay Ellis.
Excuse me while I look up who Eric Dane is.
Well, yeah, Eric Dane was famously in Grey's Anatomy. Most recently was in Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Dick out on Euphoria.
I see. There's no question here as I'm looking at photos, but...
I do think Jay Ellis would be the hands-down
winner on that horse, please.
Here. But Eric Dane is a great runner-up. Okay, next matchup. And again, we're moving here very quickly because this is just round one. Chris Evans versus Lil Nas X.
Ooh.
This is a tough matchup.
It is. But you know what? I think Lil Nas X pulls off a horse way better than Chris Evans
does. Old Town Road. Yeah, he's going to take that horse to the Old Town Road. Nailed it. Okay, next. Henry Cavill versus Henry Golding.
Ooh, Hank versus Hank.
This one is tough.
Yeah.
Because, again, Henry Cavill does have the kind of...
He is obsessed with horseback riding. He also, like, dated a, like, Olympic equestrian or some shit.
Henry Golding, yeah.
But, man, he would look so... I also think the sunset aspect here is really important. And there's just something about Henry Golding being on a horse at sunset that's really pushing me towards him.
As someone who has looked into Henry Golding's eyes on a Zoom, famously former guest complainer Henry Golding, he is almost like too hot.
But I think
he's like
more...
model, like he's on a runway. He's not on a beach. Yeah.
You're the official judge here.
I can hear
them. You want to do it, but...
Henry Cavill just, to me, would absolutely destroy
a horse.
He was
made
for a horse.
On a horse. He does belong on a horse. Oh, this hurts.
Okay, next. KJ Apa versus Paul Rudd. Okay. best matchup, hands down, so far. Honestly, this could go either way.
It really could.
Because both of them could be on a horse. By the way, Paul Rudd is the reigning People's Sexiest Man Alive, if that weighs your decision at all. KJ Apa, I cannot imagine actually on a horse.
See, here's the thing. I think that I would rather see KJ Apa galloping in on a horse at sunset. I would rather be on a horse with Paul Rudd.
Okay, true.
That doesn't help at all. That doesn't help at all.
Because I did not specify where we, the people, are in regards to the horse.
Does that matter now? What about gut reaction? We just go with gut reaction again here.
I feel like KJ Apa.
Unfortunately, yes. I really want Paul Rudd to go forward, but...
Yeah, sorry, Paul Rudd. You're a great aunt, man. Derogatory. Okay, next. Michael B. Jordan versus Shawn Mendes.
This is easy for me.
Yeah, I have a well-documented predisposition for twinks.
You do. However, I do feel like he would just be crushed by a horse.
Yeah.
And Michael B. Jordan would look so good.
Michael B. Jordan.
Previous winner.
Next, Chris Maloney versus Simu Liu.
Ooh, because Chris Maloney's ass on a horse, let me tell you, it would be going ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah.
But Simu Liu.
Yeah. I know this category does sort of lend itself to the superhero type, even though we just kicked out
multiple superheroes. Paul
Rudd, yeah. But I would say Simu here.
I think Simu, yeah.
Next up, we have Lee Pace versus Kumail Nanjiani.
Lee Pace, no doubt about it. I'm sorry, rapid fire. Let's move on.
That's true. Sorry. Yeah. Lee Pace is pretty up there for me. Next, Liam Hemsworth versus Lucas Bravo. I know Barry's looking up Lucas Bravo.
I'm absolutely looking up who Lucas Bravo is.
The hot guy from Emily in Paris.
Oh.
Honestly, Lucas Bravo is sort of like European hot.
Yeah.
And then Liam Hemsworth is sort of like all American boy.
Yeah. And European on a horse is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just Lucas Bravo. Okay, that's the last one on that.
Yep.
Okay, we're halfway there.
Woo!
Next, Anthony Perowski versus Ryan Reynolds. This one is honestly pretty close. I do think, just like mood-wise, they're basically the same person.
Yeah.
They're both Canadian. Yeah.
I think Anthony.
I don't know. I kind of think Ryan Reynolds.
Unfortunately, I am just thinking about Anthony with a picnic basket on a horse, basket to the beach.
It's not really how horseback riding on the beach works, but I kind of think Ryan Reynolds here, though...
Ryan it is.
Personally, my heart probably goes to Anthony. Anyway, next, Sebastian Stan versus Jonathan Majors.
Sorry, I do have to look up Sebastian Stan.
Okay, he is in The Avengers as the Winter Soldier. Mm. He's also in so many things right now. He's Tommy and Pam and Tommy.
Oh, yeah. This one's pretty easy for me.
Jonathan Majors is Lovecraft Country, who would look fucking amazing on a horse.
Yeah, absolutely, Jonathan Majors.
Okay, next we have Pedro Pascal versus Oscar Isaac.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Does feel like the randomizer did a particular injustice.
Oh, my
with
God.
This matchup.
This is so rude.
I do think Oscar Isaac would be better on a horse, frankly.
I mean, I think Oscar Isaac is better on anything, but I almost want to say Pedro here, but let's just Oscar. We can't take this from Oscar.
Next is Daniel Kaluuya versus Stanley Tucci.
Okay, very different here.
Yeah, two completely different vibes. Honestly, I can't picture either of them on a horse.
I think Daniel...
I guess. Yeah. Let's go with Daniel.
All right.
I want to eat pizza with Stanley Tucci, but not ride a horse with him. Next up, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I am so glad this is the matchup that was chosen. Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus Pete Davidson. By the way, shout out to the listener who literally got banned from Twitter. Banned. Permanently banned. Because she so badly advocated in the past for Pete Davidson to be in our podcast. I believe that she said she'd kill someone.
She'd kill us.
She'd kill us if we didn't put Pete Davidson on March Madness. And then Twitter immediately just banned her.
Last year.
And I do feel like it's an injustice for us to just immediately kick out Pete Davidson, but I
cannot imagine him on a horse.
Not in the same room as a horse. I think by any objective standard, no matter what our criteria is, Dwayne versus Pete Davidson is difficult.
We're just trying to not have Dwayne The Rock Johnson move forward so that Pete Davidson can here. But I think if we're being honest...
Unless we just throw a grenade in the mix and say, fuck it, Pete Davidson, we convince a horse to let him ride it.
I think we got to do Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Let's put it this way. For some reason, multiple beautiful women have chosen to be with Pete Davidson.
Enough people so have that, like, ridden him like a horse that I feel like he could ride a horse, sure.
Where I'm like, would I see him on a horse and let him take me away?
All right. Pete Davidson moving forward.
Or do we just want to say that we have given him sufficient due in this rapid fire round that we must respectfully leave him behind?
Or does he have some sort of immunity? We get one immunity in this whole game, and he's getting it just for the listener who was suspended. You're the judge. You're the official judge here. You have to make the call.
I'm going to say Pete Davidson has sweet talked his way into... No, I can't. Just like gut feeling. Gut feeling I cannot in good conscience let Pete Davidson continue when Dwayne The Rock Johnson is who he is up against.
Yeah.
This is what happens. It doesn't matter how well, you know, how well seated you are. In this case, seated would be hung. But you know what? This is what happens when you're up against The Rock and a hard place. Next, Tom Hardy versus Jason Momoa. Oof.
I think this one's easy.
It's honestly, now I don't even know which way you're leaning.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, but have you seen
hair.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah. But the hair.
That's true.
We're all really
like famously
romance level.
His initial rise to fame was as the Horse Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, the images of Tom Hardy from his, like, slutty MySpace era are seared into my brain. And if you haven't seen them, I urge you to look them up. Okay, next, Taika Waititi versus Jamie Dornan. Taika Waititi, by the way, is our reigning champion?
No, he's not, but he came very close. And then it was, like, Blake Griffin or some shit.
With all due respect to Taika.
Oh, God.
Jamie Dornan, I mean, I... associate him with the beach now of ripping off his shirt on the beach.
We have to for Barb and Star, but I just want it to go on record that this personally, physically, and emotionally pains me.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Thank God. It's Harry Styles versus Keanu Reeves.
Oh, dear God.
The challenge for me every single year is that I don't want to show any personal favoritism towards Harry Styles. I don't want any listener to think that I'm pushing my hand or any other body part on the scales. In this case, I cannot picture Keanu Reeves near any living animal.
Okay, rude, especially because in John Wick, he literally not only rides a horse, but then uses it as a weapon.
What is John Wick? Why are there horses in that movie?
I believe it was in the second or third.
To me, this is unquestioningly Harry Styles.
All right, yeah, we'll just do it.
Next, Riz Ahmed versus Tom Holland.
Riz.
This is kind of an even matchup for me, to be honest.
Okay, here's the thing.
Because they both have that same sort of, you know, rodent quality. Adorable rodent.
Riz Ahmed all the way. Also, he's British, which I didn't know for years.
So is Tom Holland.
Yeah, but Riz Ahmed lied to me. I thought he was American for so long because I've only seen him play Americans and never heard him speak.
Yeah, but the listeners don't know this, that you're actually pretty stupid when it comes to knowing if an actor is British or not. Just for the record, you have been shocked by many a person who is quite obviously British.
It's got to go to Riz.
Next, Joe Jonas versus Robert Pattinson.
I'm sorry. I'm just like not a Jonas girl. And also like Robert Pattinson on a horse? Yes.
I can't really picture Robert Pattinson on a horse. But then again, I haven't really looked at him in a while.
I mean, If you want to go Joe Jonas, it's your call.
You know, okay, gut reaction, Robert Pattinson, sure. Next, Penn Badgley versus Chris Pine. We're getting into the kind of throwback version.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Penn Badgley, obviously, from you. Chris Pine from being Chris Pine.
Yeah.
I do think,
yeah,
Chris Pine,
I think Chris Pine
would be better on a horse.
Absolutely.
Okay, next. Oh, wow. Angus Cloud versus Paul Mescal. You have your two kind of like undercard white boys.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Mescal is dating Phoebe Bridgers, which is painful for me. I would like to see both of them ride a horse to me.
Yeah.
During
to be
sunset.
Fair, Angus Cloud, who is his character on Euphoria. Every time they do a talking head interview with him in the About the Show, it is hilarious to me that he just seems like he is his character. Cannot imagine him on a horse. I think Paul Mescal.
Sure.
Next, Taron Egerton, or Egerton, I never know how to say it, versus Anthony Ramos.
I mean, Anthony Ramos on a horse, please.
Yeah, just the action of his hips gripping a horse.
Oh.
Yeah, even though Taron is close to my heart.
I know,
Anthony
we know.
Ramos. Okay, next is Jacob Elordi versus Kendrick Sampson.
I need to look up who Jacob Elordi is, but I do know who Kendrick Sampson is, and I think he's one of the finest men out there, and you put him on a horse and I am dead.
Okay. The problem is Jacob is the like main hunk in Euphoria who is a closeted bully.
I see.
So
cool.
Of course the like, you know, the chemicals in my brain are like.
Right. And now just like close your eyes and picture Kendrick Sampson on a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Jacob, I do think it needs to be Kendrick Sampson. Next, we got Ricky Martin versus Jonathan Bailey.
Oh, my.
By the way, I was like, does Ricky Martin belong on this list?
In 2022.
In 2022. And ultimately, obviously, I decided yes. I just looked at his Instagram and I was like, you know what? Yeah. I think Ricky Martin he's in that category that like J-Lo is in where they're sort of like a timeless.
Yeah.
They're just as hot now as they've ever been.
True.
And it is upsetting.
And between him and Jonathan Bailey on a horse, I know you love Jonathan Bailey. He's a cutie cutie pie.
Yeah, no, I would say Jonathan Bailey over Ricky Martin.
Okay.
I just think he belongs on a horse. And it's not only because he's in Bridgerton. And finally, Andrew Garfield versus Maluma.
Sunset on a horse.
Maluma
obviously. All the way.
Yeah, I don't really think Andrew Garfield could hold his own on a horse. Great actor. Not a horseman. All right, we'll get to the next round right after this commercial break.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill.
But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Round two.
Which man would look better in nothing but the apron that he's wearing to cook you a souffle?
Oh.
Preferably after a long day of work, you're walking in the door, or turning off your laptop, you turn around, this man is wearing nothing but an apron, and guess what? He's cooking you one of the most difficult things to cook, a souffle.
Mouth is watering. Pussy is wet.
By the way, this is a chocolate souffle. So just to specify.
Right.
This is not like a breakfast souffle.
No.
This is a chocolate lava. You're going to put your spoon in that and it will squirt. First matchup is Yahya Abdul-Mateen II versus Adam Driver.
I think Adam Driver would be way too angry while he was baking and just like not be able to do it. And
right. My brain immediately was like, okay, both of them are on a horse. I forgot I literally just said souffle. I can't imagine Adam Driver having the patience to cook a souffle.
No. And imagining Yahya in a little apron.
Oh, yeah.
Baking a chocolate souffle.
In that case, it also would have to be a too small apron.
Oh, of course. What other apron would you put on him?
Yeah. Yahya all the way. Next matchup, we got Bad Bunny versus Alexander Skarsgård.
Listen, you know I'm an Alexander Skarsgård girl through and through since day one of True Blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he would look beautiful in a kitchen, baking mm-hmm. me a little souffle.
Yeah.
But just talk it out about Bad Bunny. Tell me.
I know. The problem with making this a podcast is that my brain is having to visualize both of them in a kitchen, right? Both of them are in an apron. I'm trying to picture them both naked.
Yeah. Easy.
Obviously. I mean, I would do that without a podcast. I do think, side view, like Bad Bunny probably has a thicker trunk.
Mm?
And I was trying to say like bigger ass there, but I realized that was not clear at all based on that descriptor.
I knew where you were. I knew what was going on.
My gut is saying Alexander Skarsgård.
My gut is always saying Alexander Skarsgård.
Okay. Next matchup, we got Dev Patel versus Sam Hagen. Okay. Dev Patel in a little apron would be adorable. That being said, the idea of a Scottish man from like the Highlands in an apron made of kilt material does work for me.
Let the record show, I prefer Dev. This is your official judgment.
But I'm going to go with Sam. My apologies. Next is Timothy Chalamet versus Reggae Sean Page.
It kills me, but I don't think I ever want to eat a souffle that Timothy Chalamet makes.
He is vaguely French, even though nobody can actually confirm it.
I also don't really want to see him in an apron.
Although Reggae Jean Page does also sound French.
I also absolutely want to see him in an apron.
Yeah, he would look absolutely amazing in an apron.
Yeah.
And I do think, I mean, listen, I've been very open about the fact that I do have a condition in which I am predisposed to twinks. It upsets me just as much as it upsets you. That being said, the idea of an apron just kind of falling off the skeleton of Timothy Chalamet. It is, although, you know what? I'm sure he can like get one that fits. But yeah, Reggae Jean Page here. Yeah. Absolutely. Next matchup, Jay Ellis versus Lil Nas X.
Ooh.
Honestly, I want to see Lil Nas X make a souffle.
Absolutely.
Will he fuck it up? Yes.
But he will entertain us throughout, and he will look good in that apron.
Yeah, I have no doubt it will be the worst chocolate souffle I've ever had, but I do want to see him make it. Next up, Henry Cavill versus KJ Apa.
No, I do not trust KJ Apa in the kitchen.
Yeah, the difference is like, would you?
I also don't trust Henry Cavill in a kitchen.
That's true. This is a hard matchup.
I just feel like they're two dum-dums. I'm sorry.
I do think Henry Cavill would, like, yeah, break everything in the kitchen from, like, sheer bam-bam force. And then KJ Apa would, like, burn your house down. Henry Cavill has sort of, like, himbo energy.
Yes.
And KJ Apa has, like, reckless vagrant energy.
Yes. So does this just come down to who looks better in an apron?
Yeah. And I feel like we both know it's Henry.
It's Henry Cavill.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is Michael B. Jordan versus Simu Liu.
Ooh.
In the kitchen. Ooh. With a souffle. This one
I'm biting my lower lip here because both of them are satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, I'm...
It's a long day of work.
Right. You have to picture them also. Well, okay. Here's what I didn't specify is like when you turn around from mm-hmm. your desk or you walk in the door, mm-hmm. are they pulling the souffle out of the oven or are they starting the preparation?
Oh, I've definitely been in. Yeah. Ooh.
And you're sort of watching them work their magic.
I was imagining right out the oven.
Right.
But okay. I do like imagining them with a little flower that just, you know, they like go to wipe their forehead and they get a little flower on their forehead.
But also it's like if they're pulling it out of the oven, most likely, depending on your kitchen, they would be fully bent over. So with that visual in mind, mm-hmm. I feel like Simu.
I think Simu.
Yeah. Sorry, MBJ, who... was a winner,
he
I
was.
Believe. Next is Lee Pace versus Lucas Bravo. This one.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Here's the thing. Lucas Bravo did play a French chef in Emily in Paris. So that is, that, it does feel yeah. like he is, but.
Lee Pace.
My hard on for Lee Pace, unfortunately, is so strong.
It's as tall as he is.
And let me tell you. I probably have mentioned this on the podcast before because it's seared into my memory, but I saw a production of Angels in America.
Yeah, you did.
On Broadway, in which Lee Pace plays the Mormon character who gets fully naked
yes.
on stage, balls out, and let me tell you, Lee Pace is 6'5", and he's got the goods. And we were in like the third or fourth row. So it was not a Joey Tribbiani like lunch meet situation. Vintage reference.
Truly.
Okay, Lee Pace. Next, Ryan Reynolds versus Jonathan Majors.
Interesting matchup here.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan Reynolds would annoy me.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, Jonathan Majors is just like a sweet, sweet man. And you know that he would like really take care of the situation.
Is he also British?
No, he's American.
Okay.
I have been on a Zoom with him, and he is truly a sweet, sweet man.
Yeah. And I do think he has that combination of, like, would he pull off an apron? Absolutely.
100%.
But also, like, yeah, I want to, like, have a conversation.
Yeah. And eat okay. his souffle.
Yeah.
And ass.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The apron stays on. While I have the souffle and then the main course. Okay, next is Oscar Isaac versus Daniel Kaluuya.
Listen, we already know what Oscar Isaac looks like in a kilt, okay? In a skirt, okay?
When did he wear a skirt?
You haven't seen the video? Well, this is just an unfair advantage. He wore a skirt very recently, and then someone walks by him, and he's like, you look good. And he says, thanks, baby. And then my stomach fell out of my vagina. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And he said, I guess the skirt's working or something like that. And
I do. Yeah. My instinct is Oscar also.
Yeah. Also, I think he could probably make a mean souffle.
Yeah. Next, Dwayne The Rock Johnson versus Jason Momoa. Similar energies.
Yeah. Yeah. But one I feel like has a softer side.
I don't know, though.
No?
I feel like you're trying to say Jason.
I am.
But Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I cannot say his name, just Dwayne.
I know. I'm sorry, D.
I feel like he is like the lovable bodybuilder.
Yeah, but famously he like only eats salmon. So like, does he know how to cook a souffle, or is he too busy thinking about bulking up?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Also, apron. Think about that apron.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Momoa in an apron, hands down.
My hands on the ground, yeah. Bent over.
Okay, Jason Momoa. Oh, I feel like this matchup happened last year and it hurt me because the next matchup is Jamie Dornan versus Harry Styles.
Oh, no.
And who would be there? I mean, similar in that they're both British, so mm-hmm. you can't really trust them to cook.
No. Here's the thing. I feel like it almost has to do with like what kind of apron. And I just feel like Harry is pulling off an apron better than Jamie. A little ruffle vintage style apron on Harry Styles holding a chocolate souffle. I honestly don't even care if he made it or not, even though I know that's part of this. Wow.
Yeah.
The teens are going to take you down.
I mean, yeah. If I'm being perfectly, just objectively, based on my dick alone, Jamie Dornan to me is like the ideal man. I know, roll your eyes. It's like, okay, literally like cookie cutter dictionary definition of like hunk.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show. He is the blonde, whatever yeah. the name is.
Mm-hmm.
But Harry Styles is Tim Curry.
Right.
Okay, the other complicating factor is that I do feel like we've seen Harry in this exact situation. Like, I feel like he's posed in like a French maid sort of outfit.
Yeah.
And I don't have the same visual of Jamie, and yeah. I want it. I will say, with your encouragement, that we'll go with Harry Styles.
Sorry, Jamie. You know we love you.
Next is Riz Ahmed versus Robert Pattinson. I mean, I do think Robert would probably...
Really?
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, Robert Pattinson did do an interview where he talked about making this ungodly, like, macaroni and cheese creation.
Uh-huh. We are getting a fact check from producer Melissa saying, in all caps, no, that man microwaves spaghetti.
Yeah. It's exactly what I was thinking. So, yeah, exactly. I do not trust Robert Pattinson in the kitchen.
No.
I do think he has a certain disdain for being alive.
I also don't think he'd, like, love wearing an apron the way that I think Riz would really. He'd be enthusiastic about it, you know?
Yeah, true. True, true, true.
Riz okay. It is.
Next, Chris Pine versus Paul Mescal.
I feel like this one's pretty easy.
I also don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Is it pronounced like the liquor?
I mean, it is now.
Chris Pine versus Paul Mescal. You think it's easy?
Yeah.
Because you also have a predisposition for Paul.
No, I was actually going to go for Chris.
Yeah, he would know his way around
yeah.
a kitchen. Something he has about experience. He knows where all the right buttons are.
Mm-hmm. That ass, those eyes,
mm-hmm.
and a souffle.
Yeah. Okay, Chris Pine. Next is Anthony Ramos versus Kendrick Sampson.
Ooh, this one is tough.
Yeah. I mean, gut instinct is Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
He is just so fucking good looking.
Yeah. I want to go like dancing with Anthony.
Yeah. I want to come home to Kendrick in my kitchen.
Exactly. Kendrick it is. And final matchup. Ooh, Jonathan Bailey versus Maluma.
Interesting.
If you were saying, like, gun to your dick, pick between these two men, no, honestly, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the apron and the souffle, it's going to be better from Jonathan than it is Maluma.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Jonathan Bailey it is.
Round three.
Our category is, which man would be better at building you an arc to survive the inevitable oncoming flood.
Mm.
So woodworking skills, gathering skills. I would want to watch them chop down a tree, build a boat. And then,
is being on the boat together part of this equation? Or
yeah, sure.
Okay.
Also, like, rail me in the boat. yeah. You work your oars. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Matchup one, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II versus Alexander Skarsgård. This is going to start getting tough.
It is.
I will say, Alexander Skarsgård, he has that thing where I'm like, do I trust you to build something?
True. He also does have the unfair advantage of having a movie called Vikings coming out. So we know he does have a way around a boat.
Right.
He might also just have that, like, ancestral knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
being Nordic.
That's true, but...
But Yahya...
I feel like he could also really build a boat.
He really could build a boat.
I just would trust him to be able to do whatever.
Yeah, I also feel like as much as I absolutely love Alexander Skarsgård, I'd probably get annoyed being stuck on a boat with him. And I just feel like I wouldn't get sick of Yahya.
Yeah, I think we call it Yahya. Next, Sam Heughan versus Reggae Jean Page. This is the other thing where it's you start being influenced by the cultural perception that you have of them.
Right. As imaginary as it may be.
Right. And so obviously you have Outlander versus
Bridgerton. Yeah.
Who do I trust to build a boat more? Some prince or a literal Scottish hunk? I'm going to say the Scottish hunk.
Scottish hunk.
Next, Lil Nas X versus Henry Cavill. This is tough.
Yeah.
Because I really want Lil Nas X to continue.
I think that he would make a better looking boat. Like a more interesting looking boat. It'd be creative. The architecture would be very cool. Would it work? Would it stay afloat?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Cavill, I think tomorrow, if you just like told him that you needed a boat, he would do it and he'd do it in a day.
Yeah, I do think per the criteria, Henry would do a better job at saving me from the flood.
As it pains me.
Henry Cavill. Next is Simu Liu versus Lee Pace. Also tough.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all going to suck.
It's all really difficult.
Here's the thing, and this almost held Lee Pace back in the last round.
Yeah.
Is that his Instagram presence is extremely Burning Man. It's very much like, okay, I don't know the last time you actually took a shower. It's one of those situations where I'm like, would I sniff? Yes. Am I worried? Also, yes. So, with that in mind, I do think he could, like, craft a boat.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
It might be made out of, like, wheatgrass.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, like, reclaimed wood, for sure.
Yeah. Am I worried that his dick is so big that we would sink? Yeah, but what a great reason.
Lee Pace.
Okay, next, Jonathan Majors versus Oscar Isaac.
Oy vavoy, why are we doing this? Every year it hurts more and more.
It's got to be Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Oscar Isaac could build a boat. what I do want to be in a boat with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Jonathan Majors.
Oh, I mean, I love them both. It's good.
Next is Jason Momoa versus Harry Styles.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Harry. That's not a fair competition.
It's really not.
It's really not.
I mean, yeah, just it has to be Jason Momoa. So those were two winners up against two previous winners.
Yeah.
Next, Riz Ahmed versus Chris Pine. I mean, Pine is right in the name. He knows the way around wood. Yeah, Riz Ahmed. I don't know. What do you think?
I can just really see him picking up a hammer and like sweating it out and like, you know, just like figuring it out.
Yeah, he would put in the work.
Yeah.
He would make sure it's well researched.
Yep.
Chris Pine.
There'd be a couple holes in that ship.
Yeah, let's just Riz Ahmed. I feel like he would do a great job on the boat. And finally for this round, Kendrick Samson versus Jonathan Bailey.
Oh, boy.
This is a tough matchup. Okay, do I trust Jonathan Bailey to build a boat? Probably not.
I also don't think I trust Kendrick Sampson to build a boat.
Right, they're both like beautiful.
Yeah.
Say who would save me from a flood?
That's a good point. We haven't really used that yet. I think Jonathan Bailey would.
Yeah, he does have a, like, I'll drop everything and come to your rescue and use my ears to fly to you if necessary. By the way, there's a prompt on Hinge that is like, what is one thing I'm attracted to in a person or something like that, or one thing I look for. People always have like the most specific answers. This is all my way of saying that my like weird quality, but that I don't say, but is a plus, is weird ears.
You love weird ears. You've said it before. You'll hopefully fuck them again.
Yeah. Jonathan Bailey. Let's call it.
Round four.
Who would look better with his arms and or thighs being used as your weighted blanket? AKA, who is the best cuddler? Mm. Who are you going to fall asleep besides? Mm. Who is going to crush you into subconsciousness?
Let's do this.
First, Yaya versus Sam Hlykin.
I feel like height is important here, unfortunately. How tall is Sam?
6'3".
Oh, shit. Both tall kings.
6'3".
Wow.
This is a fairly even matchup. You know, this is also one of those prompts where it's like offensive that we have to choose. When it's like, okay, the bed is big enough for the three of us.
King size.
Exactly. Although as someone who is also 6'3", it is insane that I am the same height as these two men. The three of us all in a bed together, the structure wouldn't support it.
I do feel, and hear me out, like Sam would kind of forget that you're there and like actually accidentally crush you. Whereas like Yaya would be like gentle in that way. No one to be rough, no one to be gentle.
There is a combination of nurturing and
crushing. Yeah.
Exactly. He's tempered by the nurturing. We'll call it
Yaya.
Yaya. Next is, all of these are going to be crushing. Henry Cavill versus Lee Pace. 6'5", Lee Pace. How tall is Henry Cavill? Unfortunately, we will have to. We will have to confirm everybody's height.
6'1". He's 6'1".
Okay. Short king.
Also, let's be real. Like, I don't want to be snuggled by Henry Cavill. I want to be enveloped by Lee Pace.
Yeah. I don't know. This one is tough for me. Because Henry Cavill is verging on like, okay, you could actually snap me in half.
Yes.
And Lee Pace is a little more live, let's say. But I don't know. Henry, I feel like would be more comfortable, more pillow-esque.
Wow. You would have to be the big spoon.
I'm fine with that.
It's your call.
But Lee Pace.
Come on.
Here's the thing. Rarely do I let height affect me too much.
Uh-huh.
Because I am 6'3", and it's a curse. Especially being a 6'3 gay, because that means inevitably I'm going to be with someone shorter.
Right.
At the very least, it's the same height or shorter. It's rare that I find a gay who's taller.
Uh-huh.
And here we have both. Therefore, it must be Lee Pace.
Thank you.
Someone who could envelop me. Okay, next, Jonathan Majors versus Jason Momoa.
This gets back to the sweetness as well for me.
Two JMs,
two gems.
Boo.
I'm so sorry.
And who do you find to be the sweeter? Oh, Jason.
Jonathan Majors. Jason, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like he'd be a bit of a selfish snuggler. There's no reason. I just kind of have that feeling.
Yeah. If we're going by their, like, what they're known for, we have Lovecraft Country versus, you know, Aquaman versus the Dothraki. I do think Jason Momoa, like, would be scary to sleep next to. And Jonathan Majors would be like, yeah, protective.
Yeah, weighted blanket.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Both solid and comforting.
Yeah, Jonathan. And finally, we have Riz Ahmed versus Jonathan Bailey.
I think we both know.
Jonathan Bailey.
It's Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, Riz Ahmed, 5'8".
Shorter than me.
And here's the thing.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that. But I will say, I actually didn't know. I thought Jonathan Bailey was even taller. He's 5'11", according to Google.
Hmm.
And I thought he was even taller than that. But I like that he looks like he's short.
Yeah.
But he's actually tall.
I appreciate that.
Which is a weird quality.
Very few have that.
But I appreciate it. And we're going to go with Jonathan Bailey.
It's an exciting next round we got here.
We have our final four, Yahya Abdul-Mateen, Lee Pace, Jonathan Majors, and Jonathan Bailey.
Ooh.
Round five.
Which man would you rather be trapped at the bottom of a well with?
Damn.
You've gone out. Okay, or you kind of, you've Jack and Jilled your way up a hill to collect a pail of water, and then, oh, you accidentally both fall into the well, probably because he was railing you against it.
Yeah.
You are lowering the bucket to get the water.
Uh-huh.
He is behind you, giving you the business. Deep in your well, if you will.
Mm.
And then accidentally thrust too hard.
Uh-oh.
And you both go over the edge. Obviously, you have such a like gorilla grip on his dick that you're just kind of yank him forward with mm-hmm. you as you fall and you hit the bottom. And now you're trapped down there.
The way your mind works is just something, something else.
Who would you rather be in that scenario with? And by the way, yeah, I hope we write that out, that entire description, so that people can judge for themselves. Matchup number one. Yahya versus Lee Pace. Very evenly matched.
Yeah. And it does get down to, like, who would you be less annoyed by as well, you know?
Yeah.
You're stuck. You are trapped. Very little room because it is famously a well.
Yeah. Is this a case where being 6'5 works against you because you're in a well? Is that what you were going
no,
for?
No. I just mean, like, really what I was getting at was, like, emotionally.
Right. I mean, that is at the heart
yeah,
of what's
right.
happening
you
here.
You are trapped.
You're trapped. I mean, the alternative is, like, you know, it's classic situation where you're, like, in a bank vault on a Friday afternoon and they accidentally close it. Now
right.
you're stuck there all weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you're going to be with this person. They're going to be pissing and shitting in front of you.
I hate to say this, but I kind of feel like I wouldn't want to be trapped in a well with Lee Pace.
Yeah.
There's something about him that I feel like he might, like, claim that he meditates, but, like, is not at peace in that kind of situation.
Yeah, that is extremely accurate. Yeah. My point is almost that he would take it to the extreme and, like, make me meditate with him.
Oh, and that's even worse.
Yeah, where I'm like, actually, no, I'd rather complain. I think, yeah. I would rather be in a well with him. Next matchup, Jonathan Majors and Jonathan Bailey.
Ooh.
The matchup of Jonathans.
Now, I do think that Jonathan Majors, under pressure, would not crack. I think that he would, I almost feel like he'd be too calm. And I feel like Jonathan Bailey, he'd have fun. You'd have fun being trapped in a well with Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, I would. Trust me, I would.
I don't know. I just feel like Jonathan Bailey would, like, calm my nerves in just the way that I need them calmed.
Right. Yeah. Based on nothing, I do think Jonathan yeah. Bailey, like, yeah, all has it's the ears, which, again, I think of as a very positive quality.
Of course.
But I do think of him as, like, a clownish character. And I mean that in the best way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. He would entertain you, but then also be, like, really sweet to you.
Yeah, Jonathan Bailey. Okay, we have our final two.
We have our final two.
Final round.
Now, okay, before we even get into this round, yes, I've got two hands. Yes, I've got a mouth and a butthole. Matt, why do we have to choose? Guess what? That's how the game is played. Imagine this scenario.
Okay.
You are an old as fuck bitch.
Yes.
You're sitting in your hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
This man is telling you a story about these two people, oh, they met. And he's telling you a love story about two strangers.
Wow.
And then the longer it goes on, you start to realize, oh, shit, that's us. I forgot. Yes, this is the plot of The Notebook. Essentially, the question is, who would you rather The Notebook with? Okay, this is about longevity. This is about who you would die with. Okay, who is going to be at your hospital bedside telling you a fucking story about how you met? Who would you rather have a lifetime of cheesy love stories with? Okay,
oh,
the
gosh.
Ultimate Hawkeye question. Beauty fades. Let me tell you. Because the old man in that movie did not look like Ryan Gosling.
No, he did not look good.
Who would you rather The Notebook with? Yahya Abdul-Mateen II or Jonathan Bailey? I wish I was still in the well.
I know. But here's the thing. I feel like the reasons why Jonathan Bailey won the well work really well for him here, which is that
I'll
he is
I'll slap you right across the face.
He is versatile. He is funny. He is sweet. He can just go through those different modalities with you, you know, go through life with you. I don't think I used the word modality correctly there.
No, it's just such a,
we've been
such
recording
an
for
word.
Almost 2 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah, I gotta say, I do think Jonathan Bailey has all of the qualities of someone who I would let tell me a story on my deathbed, but also like give me one last little smooch on the beehole.
Yeah.
You know? And on my deathbed, mind you. So it's not looking good back there. And I do think he would still do it.
We love Yahya.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll slap you across the face. But I think we have our winner.
I think we have to declare it the official winner of the 2022 Hawkeye March Madness 64 Hunk Smackdown is
Jonathan Bailey.
Congratulations to all of our contenders. Jonathan Bailey, your care package will be in the mail. Please provide me with your personal home address and I will hand deliver it. And when I say hand deliver, I mean it, sir. Okay? Because guess what? The package is my face for you to sit on. Okay.
Oh my God.
We've gone on way too long. And that's it for this year's Hot Guy March Madness. Remember, you can find our bracket on Instagram and fill it out for yourself and see who you come up with. Like, it's so easy. Thanks for listening on Happy Hour. You can buy merch at unhappyhourshop.com. As always, you can head to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audacy, that's AUDACY, wherever you get podcasts. Follow us, rate us, review us, but only if it's nice. I don't want to hear your shit. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Studios. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Melissa Slaughter, Marisa Roscoe, and me, Matt Bellassai. Hadim Jang, Meredith Rice, and Kurt Courtney help out with our socials. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. Our music is by Hansdale Sue. You can bother Barry at Finkelberry Pie. You can worship me at Matt Bellassai. You can follow Unhappy Hour Pod on Twitter and Unhappy Hour on Instagram for all the latest podcast buzz. You can leave us a voicemail on our rant hotline at 601-600-RANT. That's 601-600-7268. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Oh, bye-bye. Donna, Donna, do looks like a lady.
Why?
Sorry, I had a stroke. I've been seeing these TikToks. People will post pictures of like a video of their kids, and then all of the comments will be like, actually, that's like a sign of mental illness. Your child is about to die. And they'll be like, if you stop at that second, like, you can see your child is actually having a mini seizure. So now I'm convinced that I'm like, every time my brain kind of goes out for a second, I'm like, oh, mate, I'm having a seizure.